Hello, this is Joe Stoppelbein, pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. I would like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with evangelist Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow. And now with our message for this Lord's Day is our evangelist, Cliff Lawton.
Thank you, dear Pastor Joe Stoppelbein, and here we are again, dear friends, at this wonderful time of ministry and blessing and challenge we have each and every Lord's Day at 5 p.m. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church of Tucson, Arizona, thanking and rejoicing that we have this opportunity to give the winds a mighty voice and lift up Christ, our true and faithful stream in the desert. And in this broadcast, we affectionately call Streams in the Desert Where Living Waters Flow. Well, this is the first Lord's Day of August of 2007. It hardly seems possible that July flew by just like a bird flying by. It just was amazing how quickly. As Job said, my days are swifter than a weaver shuttle. And we thank God for the opportunity to minister in these amazing days. And we're excited. We're thankful for the opportunity of Streams in the Desert. We're always rejoicing to hear from people, and we need to hear from you. We'd like to encourage you to come on out to our services if you can. And we're still at 333 West Drachman at Drachman and Oracle. We are having some challenges there because some of the streets are tore up, but you can get through if you come south on Oracle. And if you can come north on Main/Oracle and turn right on Mabel, I believe it is, and take the driveway into the facility there at the Executive Inn and Suites. We'd love to see you. This is exciting today because we started Sunday school for the first time, and we're excited about that. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. The morning service is at 10:30, a short Sunday school time. But we get in just a good lesson there, and 10:30 we start the morning service, and then at 5:30 p.m. we have our evening service, and we want to encourage you to come to that, and then Tuesday at 7 p.m. our Bible study and prayer meeting there at 333 West Drachman. So our Sunday school hour, we're teaching right now on Romans chapter 8. That's what the Lord's directed us, and we'd love to have you come out for that. And then just pray for us. Tuesday nights, we're talking about prayer and the necessity of prayer for the children of God and for the local church. So we just want to thank God for you, each and every one. And please pray for us as we continue to give the winds a mighty voice, not only here on Streams in the Desert, but also on the new pastor study over at Cox 97. We praise the Lord from one dear man that we heard from says, I watched the pastor study in Des Moines, Iowa, and we thank the Lord for this dear brother, and we'll say more about that on the Pastor Study, 8 p.m. on Cox 97 every Friday evening. So we would love to have you tune in this Friday for our live telecast on Cox 97. It's going to be going digital, I believe. It might be channel 125. Please check your listing there, but we will be on live at 8 o'clock. And right now, our broadcasts are not available on sunrisetucson.com. We just want to let you know that we are going to be having our website up and going in the next week or so. So please be in prayer about that we get that up so everybody's able to, they like to download it. I know there's special listeners that like to download it into their iPods, and we appreciate that particularly. So just be in prayer that we will be able to get that website up and going. See, that's the fourth leg of our ministry is going to bring it together. We have the church folks, and then we have the radio broadcast, and then we have the telecast. that goes out to over 50 stations. We thank God for that. And now the website is going to bring it all together. So please be in prayer that the Lord will direct us in that. Our letter, we'd just love to have a letter writing campaign. Write into us at Streams in the Desert. That's at P.O. Box 5339. That's 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. And we just love to hear from you, dear friends. We appreciate hearing from Dr. Charles Sanders from Bible Evangelism, one of our dear, wonderful friends in the field of evangelism. And he says here, Dear Pastor Lawton, greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior. And we thank God for you and for the ministry at Temple Baptist Church in Streams in the Desert, confirming the date of January 20-23, 2008 for meetings. It'll be a great blessing to be with you. We know that the Lord will richly bless you and use you there in the Tucson area. We'll be praying for you that the Lord will give you much encouragement and blessings as you abundantly as you serve Him. We trust you'll remember to pray for us as you think of us. So let's pray for Dr. Charles Sanders and Mrs. Sanders as they go up and down this great land and also into the Bible lands and other countries preaching God's precious word. Thank God for those who have the gift of evangelist. And they are a gift to the local church. We need to pray for them. So do be in prayer for them. And be in prayer for our ministry as well. Our building was damaged by some of the water, the flooding. So please pray that the Lord will just allow us to have a wonderful time. We have a beautiful room there at the Executive Inn and Suites. Please pray for God's will as far as a permanent location for us. The Bible says in Amos chapter 7, very wonderful verses, and I trust, by the way, that you're rejoicing in the Lord. This week's going to be Bible school, is that right, guys, at Sunrise Baptist? So if you have some young people who want to come to Bible school, I think it starts at 7, is that right? 6:30. Call the church if you would like to, and we'd be glad to get that information for you. So just pray for these folks here, and I want to thank God for Brother Blaine, Brother John, and others that are helping us with producing this particular program, Streams in the Desert. We need to hear from you, and we trust that God will bless your heart. Amos chapter 7, very stirring, moving passage of Scripture that is appropriate for this particular Sunday in this particular season. It says there in Amos chapter 7 and verse 14, "Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit." Do you see that? He says, "I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit." Thank God he was a fruit gatherer. Amen? "And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel." Now here was a man who wasn't greatly educated. He wasn't probably articulate. He wasn't a big shot. He was just a man trying to get by. He was a faithful farmer, basically. He was a herdsman and a farmer. Thank God for him. You know, we just got back. We just flew in back to Tucson from St. Louis and Atlanta, and God's been good to us. We were able to visit the children and grandchildren, believe it or not, and just had a wonderful time. But it struck me as I drove up into Wisconsin and down here all the way along Illinois, all through there, the massive miles, hundreds of miles of cornfields and different crops and vegetables and fruits. Thank God for it. God has blessed this nation, folks. I'm telling you what. We got so much corn and now we're making our automobile fuel out of it. Biodiesel fuel and ethanol and those things. And thank God for that. So here he was. Here was Amos. He wasn't educated. He he's saying, "I was not a prophet. I was not a prophet's son." He says, "I didn't go to any seminary or Bible college or anything like that. I didn't go to the school of the prophets. But the Lord just took me." Here he was, a faithful man, just like he took to the disciples as they were out fishing. And as he took those working out in the fields. And said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." The Lord took him and said, "As I follow the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel." You know, God chose David as he was out serving his family and his father and his Lord, as he was a shepherd boy in the field. Thank God for him. And he says here, "Thus saith the Lord, the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit." Chapter 8 and verse 1 of Amos. Do you hear me, dear friend? "Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit." And he said, "Amos, what seest thou?" And I said, "A basket of summer fruit, a basket of summer fruit." Then said the Lord unto me, "The end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more." And so, dear friend, I would say to you, I would challenge you today, God has a basket of summer fruit for you. I thank the Lord for His blessing in any way that He would give us a harvest. What is He saying here in this passage? He's saying in verse 2, "The hour is late. The end has come upon my people Israel." The hour is late. I think of that song that old Dr. Rice used to sing in the Sword of the Lord conferences, "So little time, the harvest will be over. Our reaping done, we reapers taken home. Report our work to Jesus, Lord of harvest, and hope He'll smile, and that He'll say, well done. Today we reap or miss our golden harvest. Today is given us lost souls to win. Oh, then to go and save some dear ones from the burning. Oh, let us go and bring some sinner in." I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for those tears that ran down His face. I thank God for His passion, His fervency. Do you have that, dear friend? I'm telling you today, the hour is late. Jesus is coming again. We may be not only in the last days, but my friend, the last minutes of this dispensation. I'm sure that Jesus is coming soon. It says over in Daniel, as we flew from St. Louis down to Atlanta, and Atlanta over to Tucson, and Tucson over to Atlanta, and back up there up to St. Louis, and driving. You know, I thought to myself, what Daniel said is true. "Many shall run to and fro." Shut up the book, old Daniel. The time of the end is here. He said, "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased," literally exploding. And how true that is. Here we were talking, and here's Pastor Joe saying, "Well, you can just download this, convert this over to MP3, and upload this over to this broadcast, this website, and blah, blah, blah." And I told him, "Brother Joe, computers are spooky, man." And they are spooky. Man alive, they run everybody's life. People are walking around with these iPods and little computers all over the place, laptops and palm tops and different things, and you can't even get a job without knowing how to use a computer backwards and forwards. And so, dear friend, I would say to you, the hour is late. The hour is late and the harvest is great. Jesus said, "Lift up your eyes, look on the harvest, for the fields, they are white already to harvest." God has commanded us, dear friend, to get a basket of summer fruit. We may not. You know, as the scripture says over there, it says the summer's ended and we're not saved. I want to tell you, friend, we need to have a burden for souls. We need to ask the Lord Jesus to give us some fruit, a basket of summer fruit. Let's don't wait until the fall. God has a basket of summer fruit for us. Those having Bible schools, if you're not involved, get involved. Encourage you to do so. And let's pray that God will bless the new Sunday school ministry at Temple Baptist Church. And as we thrust out the gospel net, let's pray that God will give us some precious souls. As we go out and we see the ripening fruit of souls, may we have the wisdom from the Holy Spirit to pick the fruit as He would have us. I want us to listen to Ron Hamilton now as we get to the midway. I want you to hear this song that stirs my heart every time I hear it. "Bring forth fruit," it says, and we are to bring forth fruit. That's why He has saved us and called us. He says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away." Let's hear this gladly.
Bring forth fruit,
amen.
Lord, You created me.
Amen. Amen. Just down. Keep it on. You know, the scripture says there, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And then it says in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Maybe we'll play that again in just a moment. You know, dear friend, I would say to you, God has saved you not just to warm a pew. He didn't just save you to read your Bible and pray. God wants you to bring forth fruit. We are trees, beloved. We are spoken of as such. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You see, friend, you and I, when we got saved, we became trees of righteousness. And those trees of righteousness are to be fruit-bearing trees. Fruit-bearing trees, friend. The scripture says in Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. You want to be wise? You say, well, I'm not educated. Neither was Amos. But God said to him, there's a basket of summer fruit I want you to pick. I want you to go forth and harvest that. Let's do that. You know, I praise the Lord, dear friend, that God saved me. You know, something happened when I got saved. You know what that was? He put a burning desire in my heart to see folks get saved. And he put a burning desire in my heart to use whatever means we could to do that. While we were in Milwaukee and now hopefully here in Tucson, we're going to use the bus ministry and the van ministry. And get that hook out there. And then God's put a burden on my heart when I thought to myself, we need to get on the radio. And we can reach people in their cars. And we can reach people in their homes. And we can reach people in their places of work. And out in the highways and byways of life, these radio waves can go. I thank God we can give the winds a mighty voice that Jesus saves. And then over, but people are video minded now. And so God burdened my heart. I said, Lord, if it would please you, I'd love to have a television ministry. And God has opened that. With the homegoing of Pastor Bowler, he looked at me with those fiery, burning eyes of his. And he said, Brother Cliff, God's laid it on my heart that you would succeed me. And I said, well, I'll pray about it, Brother Bowler. He said, you don't have to pray about it. God's already told me. And you know, God had told him. And I knew it. How do you say no to the Spirit of God? How do you say no to the man of God when you know he's right? You can't. And so, friend, the local church is an orchard. What is the local church anyway? Just a bunch of dead bodies that come together and fall asleep on Sunday morning? No, friend, the local church is an orchard. God's orchard. You see, he shall be like a tree, it says in Psalm 1, planted by the rivers of water. You see, we're not weeds out somewhere sprouting up in some accidental place. No, friend. God took his word of being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Go out and look at some mighty oak tree. I want to tell you, friend, that oak tree got there because of one acorn at one time. Do you know that? And that mighty oak came and sprouted up over years. And so God plants, dear friend. And as we're planted in the local church, we can flourish in the courts of our God, Psalm 92. And so we water and we feed and we prune. Why? To bring forth fruit. As God plants souls in the churches, they are to grow. And as they grow, the scripture says here in John 15, he says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. And he said here, I am the vine, ye are the branches, verse 5 of John 15. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know, friend, we are his branches. He is the vine. He is the main tree. He's the vine. He said over there in Luke, he says, if they do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry? Jesus spoke of himself as a green tree. We're his branches, dear friend. Are we bearing fruit? You know, the only, that I remember, the only so-called destructive miracle that Jesus did was the cursing of the fig tree. And you know what? Jesus is saying there, I desire fruit. And I don't desire fruit, I demand fruit. And as we abide in him, we'll bring forth fruit. I had the joy of my heart and joy of my life as one of my precious laymen, Brother Alex Paz. He came to my office and he said, Pastor, he said, I'm on fire. He said, I'm so excited. And I said, why is that, Brother Alex? He says, well, we went out to San Diego for our vacation. I saw my sister out there, and I led her to a saving knowledge of Christ. Amen? Now, this is a man that hasn't known the Lord probably 6 months, okay? But he's so hungry and thirsty and desirous to have the Lord bless him and use him that he won his sister to Christ, and they're going to a good fundamental church. I praise God for that out in San Diego area. Praise the Lord. And so, dear friend, there's somebody that you can win. You see, soul winning isn't just for Brother Alex Paz. Here's Alex. He didn't go to Bible college. He didn't go to seminary. He owns a body shop. But I want to tell you, he has a burden for souls, and I'm so thankful for him. And let's pray for his sister. Let's ask the Lord to just bless there in those lives. Are you a vibrant, healthy, fruitful tree for Christ? The fruit of the Spirit? Are you growing? The fruit of souls? Are you growing? Notice that basket of summer fruit. Are you having the family devotions that you ought to? Are you having faithful attendance? You see, God is in the fruit business, friend. He wants that fruit, and that fruit should remain. That's what he wants. He said, ye have not chosen me, John 15. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I want you to listen to this song. How do you do that? Each one or each one. Just one soul. One at a time. That's how apples are picked, friend. And oranges. One at a time. Reach someone for Jesus. Listen closely. Amen.
As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we each one reach one.
Amen. Did you ever stop to think about it, dear friend, that if everyone in our local churches would reach one soul for Christ and bring him in, the church would double the next week? Amen? Isn't that exciting? Each one reach one. I challenge our people, did you bring your Bible? And they hold their Bible up. Bring your notebook. Yes, brought my notebook. Did you bring your pen? Amen. And did you bring a visitor? Did you bring somebody with you? You know, friend, God gave you a car not just to use it for yourself. He gave you a car, a vehicle, to not only transport yourself, but somebody else to God's house. We need some cars for Christ, dear friend. Thank God for the bus ministry, but I'll tell you what. There's a lot of vehicles coming with just one person in it when they could be coming with 3, 4, 5, and 6. And so he delights in fruit. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Thank God for the fruit of souls. I think of that dear man, Dean Martini, who came into town. He wanted us to pick cherries for him. You see, he asked the kids to come out just the teenage boys. He said, I don't have people to pick these beautiful Bing cherries. And I'm telling you, friend, many of those would have gone rotten and fallen to the ground. I'm telling you, there are souls out there ready to be saved. Multitudes are in the valley of decision. And I just want to encourage you and challenge you. Be a fruit tree for Jesus Christ. Get a basket of summer fruit as God challenged Amos. As God challenged Amos, behold a basket of summer fruit. God's got a basket of summer fruit for you, dear friend, one at a time. Go forth, reach somebody for Jesus. Be a fruit-bearing Christian, and let's ask God to give us that basket of summer fruit. Will you rejoice with me? Let me know what you're doing. We want to hear from you. Till next week, this is C.F. Lawton saying, keep looking up.
Thank you, Brother Cliff, and once again, we thank you, dear friend, for tuning in to Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious word. If you are not sure about your own personal salvation, or if you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you and provide counsel and materials for your own spiritual growth. You can write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 16544, Tucson, Arizona 85732. Or you can contact us at 520-250-9201. And by the way, Brother Cliff is available for special meetings and pulpit supply also. Well, God bless you richly, and be sure to join us the next Lord's Day at 5 p.m. for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.